Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
Wake up.
Wake up.
The Wake Up Call. Kevin, Katie, and Rain.
A new study came out saying that wine kills germs that cause sore throats and dental plaque.
That explains a lot.
Why? What does that explain?
It explains why I don't get sore throats and I don't have dental plaque.
I have no say on the dental plaque part.
Right.
I mean, Dr. Rossi doesn't say I have plaque.
You get sore throats.
I don't get sore throats.
I feel like most of the time you can barely talk.
That has nothing to do with my throat being sore.
What does it have to do with?
I have vocal nodules.
Where are the nodules?
On my vocal cords.
Where are the vocal cords?
In my neck.
Where's the neck?
Between my head and my torso.
That's called a throat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But,
I rest my case.
I agree.
Good day, madam.
But they don't hurt.
Okay.
Oh. So it's not a sore throat. What I'm
saying is,
I've been doing this right.
Well, the study says that wine has the least amount of live bacteria after 2 days, meaning it's actually an effective disinfectant and bacteria can't survive. So if you have a sore throat, which is obviously usually caused by bacteria or
a virus or something,
that if you drink wine, the sore throat will go away.
What?
There you go.
What does it matter what kind?
Probably Chardonnay is the best.
I don't know.
It's not specific on the kind of wine. Are you saying Chardonnay because that's the kind of wine you drink?
It certainly is.
And, you know, sometimes Katie, you know, gets sick and, you know, she'll take a sick day.
I mean, I do get sick a lot.
Sometimes. Often. She's okay. The sickest person on the show.
Okay. Does this mean Katie needs to drink more wine?
No.
I think yes.
No. Rain,
yes,
that's stupid
and
logic.
Put it to the test.
First of all, she's already the person on the show that drinks the most wine, and she's the person on the show who gets the most sick. So
right
off the bat, there we go. There seems to be a correlation between wine drinking and paralyzing your body somehow from immunity.
A minor distinction during all of this is that red wine is better at killing bacteria than white wine, but not by much.
Good. That's all I need. And listen, do I have many ailments? Yes, I do. None of those ailments are in my throat. So, I mean, a lot.
So you're just sticking to the sore throat thing.
Well, that's what it's plaque.
I mean, it sounds like
and
it's
sore throat.
Well, it sounds like it's germs.
Imagine
germs.
If I didn't drink wine.
Germs
how
in general.
How sore would my throat be? Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
We can find out.
How?
How would you go 2 weeks without wine?
What?
Go 2 weeks without wine.
Hmm.
Let's see how you feel.
What do I drink instead?
Water.
Oh.
Okay.
Water doesn't get me by.
Then the other thing that's in your house, Pepsi.
All right, let's think about this real fast, though, Gavin. If she stops drinking wine, and wine helps kill the bacteria that causes sore throat, what if this causes her to be sick more and then misses the show more?
How could she possibly be sick more?
That's a good point.
Listen, you say I'm sick all the time.
Yeah.
I'm really at the doctor all the time.
Well,
and the doctor's not getting me anywhere. You know what's getting me somewhere? Wine.
It's
getting some.
Try 2 weeks. Just try 2 weeks, no wine.
Can I drink champagne?
No.
Can I drink
champagne's just bubbly wine.
Mm-hmm.
Can I drink that true seltzer alcohol?
How about you drink nothing but water for 2 weeks? You might be healthier.
Mm-hmm.
God, think about it.
I drink water all the time.
He drinks water all the time.
I drink two of these every day.
We don't know what's in that. We don't know what's in your Hydro Flask.
There's probably wine.
There's probably, like, knowing the things you've said on this show, there might be wine in there.
I will say this. This morning, there was something rolling around in my car, and it was, like, a large can of that true seltzer alcohol and rosé flavor. So, it is true. I could be drinking something at any time.
An open can?
No, it's not open.
Oh. It's just rolling around.
Yeah. I picked it up. It's in my cup holder.
Oh, good.
Did it get out of the cage? Why was it rolling around? Like, why was it loose in your car?
I went to Shell, which is where I buy them, the gas station. And they don't have them in cases. You have to buy them individually. And so I got three because the woman there has started calling me one of her regulars, and that makes me nervous.
I knew that was coming.
So I didn't want to like keep going back. So I bought three of them, but then I only took two into the house.
Because you have to hide the last one, so your family doesn't know that you're a regular.
I had closed my car. It went under the clothes. What?
I don't know. Your life is fun. Okay.
My life is fun.
Are you going to do this?
Am I going to do what?
2 weeks with no wine, and we're going to see if you're healthier then or healthier now.
Mm-hmm.
Quotes around healthy.
Well, this isn't really a good time for me.
Oh my God, I'm worried.